wanted to dig into some of the numbers because certainly this is a big deal, because the politicians at the federal level are going to vote on this budget that was just tabled by the Trudeau government, that's been sold on this bill of goods that taxing the rich is going to help out those who need it most, right? And now that we've got some dust settling on the budget, we get to parse through all the fine print. And this proposal of the capital gains taxes, it starts to show us who will be the most impacted. And it might surprise you. Some of you will already say, yeah, duh, we knew this. But if you're a Canadian family with a yearly income of $30,000 to $60,000, then you're going to start to see a steeper tax hike than those in Galen Weston's earning bracket, right? So if your income is, let's say, $60,000 a year, maybe you've got a family income of $60,000 a year, you're going to see a 50% hike in costs to those, I guess, earning capital gains taxes. So again, who is this helping? Who does this hurt? And ultimately, will the, let's say, NDP be able to support this, given it kind of hits to their core base? Jake Fuss has been digging into these numbers. He's the director of fiscal studies at the Fraser Institute. They just published this particular marginal effective tax rate for working families in Canada. Jake Fuss joining us now. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
All righty. So you parse through all the numbers. And look, it's one of those things where we hear about, tax the rich. Makes everyone feel better for some reason. We don't have nearly enough rich people in this country, but it has certainly, I think, opened a conversation where most people don't realize, even if they're not rich, they get hit by these taxes.
Yeah, well, I mean, what we see in the study is that low and middle income Canadians are hit hardest by high marginal effective tax rates. So families and individuals with annual incomes between $30,000 and $60,000 generally face the highest effective tax rates in the country, near or above 50%. For a family with $60,000 of income, for instance, in Ontario, you're essentially facing an effective tax rate of 60% on that next incremental dollar that you earn.
You know, we've heard from a lot of doctors, let's say, who say, look, this is just going to crush us. And so then most people say, well, they're doctors. They make a lot of money anyway. But who else on the list, let's say, like who would be surprised to learn that they would be impacted?
Well, when it comes to the capital gains tax changes, for instance, it's not just the rich who pay capital gains taxes. One of our studies actually calculated that more than half of the capital gains taxes in Canada are paid by those earning normal annual incomes below $150,000. This is not necessarily wealthy individuals that will just be the only ones paying capital gains taxes. We know that, there are already high marginal effective tax rates for low and middle income families in Canada. And a lot of these families also do pay capital gains taxes because they get one time, capital gains that they recognize, whether that's from a small business, a cottage that they're selling, or some stocks and pensions, things like that. That could be included in the capital gains as well. So I just don't buy the argument that it's just going to be the rich who are paying these capital gains tax increases.
Right, because I think a lot of people, I mean, certainly, and I would think that Pierre Poilievre would cancel something like this if he, was running, you would think. But again, if you're going to get a small inheritance, if you're going to get anything left behind, all that's hit.
Well, I think, one of the interesting things is if we look back at previous governments, for instance, when Prime Minister Paul Martin was in power, during the early 2000s, ultimately what he was talking about as finance minister and as prime minister was how punitive these capital gains taxes actually are. And at that time, he actually reduced the capital gains inclusion rate because he was acknowledging the importance of a strong investment climate. He was talking about how impactful raising capital gains taxes was in terms of the negative effects it has on the economy, especially in terms of new startup businesses or the effects on people when they're selling existing investments. And ultimately, that was something that was really well understood by parties of all political stripes during that time in the 90s and 2000s. And ultimately, the government was reducing capital gains taxes rather than increasing them. And now we seem to be moving in the opposite direction.
Right. And is an exemption? Because the doctors are saying, hey, we need an exemption. But then I would think a lot of people would be asking for that, because just like a doctor's office where you have to, get your own place and staff and, you have to buy the equipment and that, a mechanic could say the same thing. Well, we need a break too. Like who wouldn't need an exemption?
Well, that's the interesting part of the discussion, too, because, I mean, there are already a lot of exemptions from capital gains taxes, for instance. So a principal residence or a house, that's generally excluded from capital gains taxes. Not if you have a second house, though. That's a different thing. Savings in RRSPs, pensions, TFSAs, all of those things are already exempt. Mm-hmm. So it's a case where we already have exemptions in the system. And then if we're trying to build in more, then ultimately that creates a discussion of, you know, how many exemptions are going to have to occur. And ultimately that brings in a discussion that doesn't necessarily have to do with, you know, economic rationales. Maybe it's just based on, you know, who's asking for it, for instance. So ultimately, you know, just increasing these capital gains taxes is going to create a lot of economic issues in Canada.
Yeah, look, we're talking to Jake Fossa, who's done a deep dive into the capital gains proposals in the recent Trudeau government budget. It's all about fairness, Jake, as you know. But then, you know, how is it that the exemptions on, I've lost my train of thought now, but exemptions, let's say, it's not going to come back to me. I was hoping if I said the word exemption, it would come back to me. It was a good question. I just can't think of it right now. Having said all that, do you see then this getting through? Did you see anything of this passing?
Well, that remains to be seen. But I mean, ultimately, the effects, I think, are pretty clear of this change in terms of the capital gains tax increase is going to have a chilling effect on entrepreneurship, investment and productivity in Canada. Entrepreneurs do need incentives to take on risk and make investments. Mm-hmm. So raising taxes on them or other Canadians has the opposite effect by reducing the potential rewards and disincentivizing the very economic activities that Canada needs more of. So I think this tax hike is going to scare away entrepreneurs and investment from the country at a time when we badly need that investment and those entrepreneurs, because living standards for Canadians are actually lower right now than they were 9 years ago in 2014.
Yeah, we've accepted failure as normalcy. Just then, it did pop back into my mind, Jake. My brain's not totally fried. When it comes to the pensions, let's say the teachers' pensions, are they all exempt?
So pensions are generally exempt from paying capital gains taxes. So there are these exemptions that are built into the system. So that is something that's already included in there. Same thing with principal residences being exempt, savings in RRSPs, TFSAs. So there are a number of exemptions already built into the capital gains tax system.
We'll see where this one goes, but I don't think many are not spared on this, but certainly it's not only going to hit the rich. Jake, we'll talk again. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Jake Fust joining us here today. So again, might sound nice to tax the rich, but apparently we're all rich because we're all going to get hit by this.